Time now for the Remembrance Project, The Lives of Those Among Us. This is our series of stories from writer Alyssa Eli about ordinary people who lived extraordinary lives.
Father Paul Lucy died May 3rd at the Campion Center, a Jesuit community in Weston, Massachusetts. He was 98 years old. Father Lucy came from a widely religious family. Two brothers were also priests. When his younger sister died in his later years, he conducted her funeral mass from his wheelchair. He was a deep listener, especially when giving sessions and spiritual directions to others, yet not one to talk of his own life. Monastic training was Spartan, including 3 years in musical Lenox, Massachusetts, where he was allowed to attend only one Tanglewood concert each summer. Like many Jesuit priests, Father Lucy was an academic, and he began in philosophy. With the sudden national hunger for scientists during World War II, he was told he needed to switch fields and teach math and physics. This required agility and an abrupt redirection of his Jesuit mind. He did not know math and physics. Eventually, perhaps with relief, he returned to philosophy. But redirection became a kind of life theme, sometimes controversially. When he was rector of the Weston College, a theological seminary in woodsy remoteness, he rejected tradition and insisted on moving the students into Cambridge. It was the opposite of fleeing to the suburbs. He wanted his men to lead less isolated, more integrative, more realistic lives. This included dwelling among women. He was beloved and renowned for the formal spiritual direction he gave. Traditionally, this had been a forum for reviewing sins and personal problems. Father Lucy saw the interaction differently, another redirection. It became a chance to pay attention together, to a thought, a voice, a moment of God's presence that might have gone otherwise unrecognized. It shifted the focus utterly. He did have less lofty interests. He enjoyed touring the Big Dig and reading about Whitey Bulger, remarking to a friend that he thought there had to be something salvageable in the gangster's bones. In his last months, though he had not been one to talk of his life, Father Lucy spoke often of the fact that he welcomed his death. The very private man was forthcoming about his future.
Alyssa Eli, remembering Father Paul Lucy, who died last May in Weston at the age of 98.
The Remembrance Project airs every Tuesday on Radio Boston. If you'd like to nominate someone to be profiled for the series, you can send an email to obits@wbur.org, and there's also more information at radioboston.org.
And speaking of goodbyes, we want to remember actor and comedian Robin Williams, who died yesterday at the age of 63, apparently taking his own life.
His wife, Susan Schneider, said she hopes the focus will not be on her husband's death, but in her words, on the countless moments of joy and laughter he gave millions of people.
And so we'll end today with one of those moments from a 2008 comedy performance in London.
But the whole thing is, American politics are always crazy. I live in California. We're a 60% Hispanic state. We have an Austrian governor. Even old Nazis are going, that's weird. And Arnold could be president if it wasn't for that tiny clause. If you're not born in America, you can't run for president. Arnold, the little immigrant boy who had a dream and a vial of anabolic steroids. And he lives with and married to Maria Shriver, who's a Kennedy, who's getting smaller and smaller. I believe he's living off of her. I believe he's sucking the Kennedy out of her slowly but surely. And that's why he's become a moderate Republican, which is kind of cool. It's like a Volvo with a gun rack. You don't see a lot of it. But who can we get that would run and make the whole world go, wow? And that guy would be Jack Nicholson. He has got cooler movies than Arnold. You can't handle the truth. We'll never have a sex scandal with Jack. He's done everybody. I had Angelina Jolie, and afterwards she adopted me. And you'll never have a drug scandal. Jack has done every drug known to mankind. He's the only guy in the world that Keith Richards will go, I have to go home now, Jack. I'll leave you right now because some people say that I look like Bono, and I have to say, stop drinking. But recently, Bono was on stage in Scotland, and it was very quiet, like right now. And he started clapping his hands, and he clapped his hands, and he said, every time I clap my hands, a child in Africa dies. And from the back of the Scottish audience, someone went, "Then stop clapping your hands!" Good night, thank you, sir!
That's actor and comedian Robin Williams performing in London in 2008. He died yesterday at his home in Marin County at the age of 63.
Glassy skies of blue and icy, clouds of white and the brightness of day. I like the dark and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And what an amazing talent. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Faces of people passing by, I see friends shaking.